I am a very religious person. I pray every day. I get up before the sun does to pray, to ask God to intervene in my life, strengthen me, and to guide me to do the very best I can do. I'm a praying person. I believe the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I'm a prayer. So never would I ever even dream of mocking prayer. But I always pray for things. I don't pray just to be praying in the abstract. I pray for strength. I pray for resolve. I pray to be honest, even if it's that my honesty is going to hurt me. You know, that's what I pray for. And I do pray that our society can come together to end this scourge of gun violence. Gun violence is the number one killer of our kids, right? Also, you should know that I believe God answers prayers. I don't know if you ever heard this story where there was a man who fell into the ocean and he was drowning and he prayed, "God, save me. Please, God, save me." And then a boat came along and he said, No, God's going to save me, boat, so you just keep going." So the man dies and he drowns and he goes to heaven, and God says, "Yeah, you know, welcome to heaven." And he says, "God, I just got a question for you. Why didn't you save me?" And he said, "I sent the boat and you didn't get on."
Yeah.
And so God helps those who help themselves. God wants us to love one another, help one another, and take action, because we're all going to meet God one day. What are we going to do in between?
Yeah, amen. I totally get it. Although I think God might say the actions that one takes are what we're going to be held responsible for, not the actual object. You know, and that's what I think. I mean, this idea that guns are the problem rather than the people behind the gun seems very naive on your part.
Well, let me just say this. I think that it's ridiculous to say that it's not both, right? I mean, if you want to kill somebody, I could just try to strangle you,
It
or I can
happens.
get right. It does happen,
Yeah.
but if your object is to kill, wouldn't you rather have an AR-15 with a 30-round clip? I mean, you'd be more efficient at doing it. You'd kill more people faster. I don't know if you know this, but in this year, I think there's been around 240 some calendar days. We've had about 309 mass shootings. What's a mass shooting? Anytime more than four people are shot. All around our country. So the bottom line is, I think it's naive to think that it has nothing to do with the guns. And I also think it's naive that it has only to do with the guns.
By the way, let's talk about some of those recent shootings. North Carolina, 8 killed, 3 wounded. The Navy Yard shooting, 12 and 12. Santa Fe, 10 and 10. All of those used a 12-gauge shotgun. 10-round capacity magazine in Virginia Tech and at Parkland. And nobody's talking about banning any of those. I mean, do you have a problem with a 12-gauge
Right,
shotgun?
but let me just tell you, but it's a multifaceted thing. I hear a lot of people who are, you know, want to make sure that we, you know, just continue to push guns out there. A lot of those people say about healthcare and mental health. And you know what I say to them? Great, let's do it. Let's get some more money to deal with mental health. This person who killed these two children at Annunciation and then shot 14 more and then shot three adults, that person was using an assault rifle, but that person was clearly in mental and emotional distress, clearly from the messages that were written on those guns and other objects, was not in a good mental space and place. Let's put money into making sure that there's something there for that. There's a lot of people who kill themselves with suicide.
Now, RFK,
Let's make sure we have processes for that. But the thing is, I'm asking you, can we just agree that gun violence is a serious scourge in our country and we need to do something about it? Can we agree on that?
100%. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Okay.
But again,
Well, good.
the object of the gun is the obsession of the left that I just don't understand. I mean, again,
It's not left or right, though, bro. It's really a
I don't hear a lot of
comprehensive
people on the
problem.
right calling an assault rifle even an assault rifle. What is that? How do you define an assault rifle? It doesn't exist.
Well, you know, look, I think that conversation is one where we can quibble all day long. Everybody knows what an assault rifle is. Let's start with the AR-15. Let's start with all that. But I don't want to get bogged down in I don't want to just get wrapped up in this.
No, I hear you. I hear you. So no, at a vigil, I'd much rather hear the Attorney General of Minnesota give me the laundry list of things that ought to be done. How about gender dysphoria? You know, the trans connection to shootings.
That one I can't go with you, and here's why I don't agree. Because if you look at the demographics of who does these mass shootings, it's overwhelmingly young men. So, I mean, that might be that one person's problem who did that thing, but overwhelmingly, that's not really what's driving this. So let's at least deal with the main thing. Let's at least deal with the most common thing. But let me tell you, I believe in red flag laws because a lot of people get killed in domestic violence. I believe in trigger locks and gun lockers because kids pick up guns, show their friend dad's gun, and shoot themselves. I believe that we need to deal with this issue of suicide.
How about the cold stone heart of any killer that does these? That's the problem.
That too. Wait a minute, friend. That too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That too. So
how about gun dealers? I thought you threw gun dealers under the bus. 99% of gun dealers follow every law, do background checks, and if I listened to you the other day, you claim they're all crooked and not doing this.
No, you're exaggerating. It's not 99%. I will agree that most gun dealers are responsible. I will also say that there's a percentage that are not. They are put, those ones who are not do a lot of damage. Now, remember, we got so many guns in our country and so many gun dealers that even if 1 or 2 or 5% are not ethical, that's putting a lot of guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So look, I know that, you want to go right, left, Democrat, Republican, all that. Can we just put that on the shelf for a second
and
deal with the fact that our people are dying?
I'm 100% with you.
We need to do something about it.
Yeah.
But do something. Why don't we go after the criminals with the guns before you come after mine? And by the way, are you just talking about an AR-15? So are you just going to ban the one brand or any of the tactical rifles that fall under that description? Because an AR is a brand. It's an Armalite. You know that, right?
I know that. I'm well aware of that.
So we're just going to ban the one brand or all of them?
Well, let me tell you this, man. I'm going to tell you this. We need to reinstitute the ban that was in place between 1994 and 2004.
The one that didn't
work? I'd go back to that. I think it did work. I think that it's irrefutable that it worked.
I would love to have a correlation between how many more SSRIs and drugs have been diagnosed in kids. Do you remember when you were in school? I graduated in 1983. I don't remember one person that I knew of that had some of the things you see regularly in schools today. I think this proliferation of drugs has something. And one thing I appreciate about this conversation, it sounds to me like you're willing to say, let's lay it out there. I think it's guns, but Scott, you think it's drugs. And, let's agree on this. It's all of the above. So what do we do about them one by one is something that
Let's save some lives, and let me just say this. Clearly, you and I have some points of view that are not the same, but we do share a commitment to saving our kids. And we do recognize that there's a lot of irresponsible gun use out there. There's also responsible gun use. I want you to know that I'm a hunter. I'm disappointed if I'm too busy to get out there during the season, whether it's turkeys or pheasant or deer. I'm not anti-gun. I own guns myself, but I don't believe we have to live this way. And let me just say, the Brady ban reduced mass shootings 180%. And after it was lifted, they went up 230. But if you want to look at these medications and mental health, I'm in there with you. Let's just keep talking. What if we just agreed to keep talking? How about that?
Yeah. Do you believe trans, gender dysphoria is a mental illness?
You know what? I don't think it has anything specific to do with gun violence. I will say that if you look, we've had about 240 some days in this calendar year. We have had 309 mass shootings, and I can only think of one that involved a trans person. For the people listening to your show, I'm just appealing to everyone. Can we deal with what the main problem is? Then we'll get to the minute problem. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying when it comes to what happened to these mass shootings and why these kids are dead, I think it has to do with the availability of guns and a mental health crisis that we're not facing. And maybe that has something to do with the medications that you've mentioned, maybe the Oprah prescription. I don't know that, but I'm ready to study it. But let's just commit to keep talking. If you and I keep talking, we might somehow come to up with some answers, but we'll never know if we don't talk.
Yeah. And
so
by the way,
thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it very much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of our spirited conversations. Invite you up to Moorhead, to Detroit Lakes, or come see us in Northwest Minnesota, and we'll get a group of folks together and have a robust conversation. Appreciate you.
You'll see me soon, man. Take care.